the Missouri State Journal, a weekly program keeping you in touch with Missouri State University.
When you think of reducing your carbon footprint and becoming more sustainable, you may not even think about what you're cooking or consuming as making a significant impact, but it does. And Tony Hine, resident district manager of dining services at Missouri State University, is here to share about a software program that is changing the way Missouri State thinks about food.
The Carbon Footprint Software Program is a program that we started using here on campus 1 year ago, January of 2013, and it's a pretty amazing program. What it does is it ties into our procurement system and it pulls all the data of everything that we purchase during the month, and we typically get about 3 semis full of food during a week. And so it's a considerable amount, and it looks at not only what we purchased, but where it came from, how it was transported, how it was packaged, and how it was grown. It pulls all that data, and then we fill out a survey monthly that shows the number of hours that we were open and how many customers we did, and then it generates our carbon output per customer, and then that gives us a baseline or a number that we can compare to, and then it gives us some suggestions on how to improve that carbon output.
Already, the output from this program has caused dining services to adapt some processes and alter their offerings. One such example is serving fewer options that have a more significant carbon footprint, and even hosting Meatless Mondays. Hine explains.
When we started using the carbon footprint software, we quickly realized that the vast majority of carbon, about 71%, is actually generated by the food. And so we realized if we were going to impact our carbon output and decrease it, that we would have to address those high carbon food items. An example of that might be beef, for example. We don't necessarily want to go away from beef, but we do want to provide people some alternates. So at our grill, we now have a turkey burger or a black bean vegetarian burger that people can choose instead of beef. And then, as I mentioned earlier, we're doing Meatless Mondays. And so we found by tweaking the menu slightly and offering our customers some different alternatives that we can improve our carbon output.
While sustainability has been a revitalized hot topic for the last several years, Hine has found that the next generation is acutely aware of these efforts and are leading the charge for change.
The most surprising thing that I just recently found out is every semester we do a survey of our customers in the dining center. And this past fall in November, we surveyed 471 people in Blair Shannon, and we asked them, one of the questions that we ask is, what are the top 3 things that you would like to see us work on? And typically those answers are hours of operation, variety of menu. This past year, the number one thing that people chose was to improve our sustainability efforts. And actually 71% of the people selected that as in their top 3, which it's never made the top 5 before. So the fact that it was number 1 was pretty amazing. And so I think we do a great job with our sustainability efforts, but it did tell us that we need to do a better job of telling the story of what we do in the dining centers.
Now that the software has been in use for over a year on the campus of Missouri State, and the data gathered has shown some trends, Hine has been developing plans for sustained change.
The thing we're going to try to do is we've been able to reduce our carbon output. It was about 10.4 pounds per customer starting in January, and we've now reduced that by about 38%. So we're at about 6.62 pounds per customer. So going forward, it's going to be a little bit more difficult to continue to have that impact. And so it's just going to be working with our customers to provide options that are carbon friendly that they'll enjoy, and then to try to source more local products because transportation is a big factor, and to source more local products that are grown in a carbon-friendly way. For example, a tomato that's grown in a greenhouse is not carbon-friendly. One that's grown out in the field is extremely carbon-friendly. So just working with our purveyors to purchase those type of products.
Most of us are not planning meals for 4,000 residents a day and don't have access to a system like Carbon Footprint. However, Hine offers some quick tips for everyday chefs to consider when planning a grocery list for a family.
Quick tips would be to consider where the food's grown. For example, a banana is much less carbon friendly than an apple that's grown in Missouri. So things that are imported during the winter, like grapes and strawberries and bananas, are extremely carbon unfriendly. And then, you know, to try to use more protein alternatives like chicken and pork that are a little more carbon friendly than beef. Menu those a few more times a week. That would certainly help improve your carbon output. And then to also start composting. We compost about 350,000 pounds of food a year, and that actually improves our carbon output rather than putting it in a landfill.
That was Tony Hine, resident district manager of dining services at Missouri State University. I'm Nikki Donaldson for the Missouri State Journal.
For more information, contact the Office of University Communications at 417-836-6397. The Missouri State Journal is available online at ksmu.org.